6, Tony Rezko and the Chicago Way. At the January 21, 2008, South Carolina Democratic debate, Senator Hillary Clinton was responding to Senator Barack Obama about whether the Republican Party had been the party of ideas. And she said, "And I was fighting against those Republican ideas when you were practicing law and representing your contributor, Rezko, in his slum landlord business in inner-city Chicago." The pattern of political corruption surrounding Chicago political fixer Tony Rezko and Barack Obama is almost too complicated to follow for anyone whose bedtime reading is not Machiavelli's The Discourses, watching reruns of the 1950s television show The Untouchables would help. The story involves a type of bribes, payoff schemes, backroom deals, and political favors only those who have grown up within a few miles of the loop are prepared to understand. In a video archived on the Chicago Tribune website, reporter John Cass tries to explain the Chicago Way by interviewing Chicagoans. One explains that the Chicago Way involves power, access to government jobs, and taking care of your own, getting close to people in positions of power to gain access. Another explains the C in Chicago stands for corruption. Cass ends the video standing in front of a life-size replica of Gilbert Stuart's portrait of a standing George Washington, with his right hand extended. Cass takes a posture mimicking Washington in the painting. With his right palm extended upward, he asks, "Your friend in government extends a hand. You don't leave that hand empty, do you?" That's the Chicago Way. Tony Rezko, a Chicago slumlord, helped to bankroll Obama in 5 election runs. In Obama's successful 1996, 1998, and 2002 campaigns for the Illinois State Senate, in 2000 for his unsuccessful run for the U.S. House, and in 2004 for his successful U.S. Senate campaign. As the 2008 Democratic presidential primaries were unfolding, Rezko stood trial, defending himself in criminal court against political corruption charges. On June 4, 2008, a federal jury found Rezko guilty on 16 out of 24 counts of political influence peddling. Obama's relationship with Rezko calls into question the lofty rhetoric of slogans like "change we can believe in." As Chicago reporter Evelyn Pringle tells us, without the fundraising of his political godfather Rezko, Obama's rise to power would not have occurred. Still, when the Rezko scandal first started coming to light, Obama did everything he could to deny he had anything to do with it. Pringle noted that for a year, Obama minimized his relationship with Rezko, telling reporters he had only had dinner or lunch with Rezko once or twice a year. But when Chicago Sun-Times reporters finally confronted Obama on Friday, March 14, 2008, for an extended interview in the newspaper's offices, Obama changed his tune. "I've known him for 17 years, Obama finally admitted. "There were stretches of time where I would see him once or twice a year, but as I said,